Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
As we've been hearing, the Care Quality Commission has announced it's rated Royal Papworth Hospital NHS Foundation Trust as outstanding overall, and across all five of the CQC areas, safe, caring, effective, responsive and well-led. Stephen Posey is the Chief Executive. Hopefully, he is on the line now. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Julian.
Good morning, and also congratulations to both you and your staff for this. I'm right in thinking this is the first time that any hospital anywhere has received this.
Yes, it is. We're quite used at Royal Papworth to delivering firsts, and this is a really special one because it's owned by the staff, and as people who read the report, they'll see that there's just so much best practice and care that's gone in and out from our staff members. So really proud day.
And how soon after your move to the biomedical campus did the inspectors arrive?
Well, actually, it's a very good question. So it's remarkable, really, the last 6 months that we've had. So we moved our services in May. We were fully into the hospital about middle of May, and the Care Quality Commission inspectors joined us in June for a comprehensive full inspection of our core services, and then came back a few weeks later for the well-led. So it was only a matter of weeks after leaving the old, moving into our new building, that we were receiving our CQC inspection.
I'm just thinking, because while you have a shiny new hospital for everyone to work in, and one would assume a lot of new equipment to work with as well, that in itself must have been a challenge for everyone to provide the care to the patients whilst getting used to everything around you, not necessarily the corridor going where you expected it to.
Well, absolutely. So, I mean, a lot of people are going through a huge amount of change at the same time as looking after our patients. I think the really remarkable thing is that we were running two hospitals for a couple of weeks there, and staff were maintaining excellent outcomes and experience on both sides. And that's a huge achievement. And obviously, we had to make sure that as we moved into the hospital, everybody felt as comfortable as they possibly could. And we actually invested, I think it was about 12,000 hours in familiarisation training. So, again, another commitment on staff to get used to that equipment. And clearly they did it very well, because when the CQC came and inspected, they were mightily impressed. And as I say, lots of celebrations here today, and staff just feeling pretty pleased to be recognised in this way.
I'm sure. So with new procedures, I guess, at the same time, I'm wondering if there are lessons learnt. You'll be well aware, I know, of the proposals to put in extra funding to the NHS, a building potentially of a new hospital next door to you on the biomedical campus for Addenbrookes. And I'm wondering if, as these new hospitals get up and running, are there lessons which you've learnt from the moving of Royal Papworth to the biomedical campus that can be passed on elsewhere?
Certainly. So it's been a three-year journey to move 2,000 staff 16 miles, and we're already being contacted by lots of our NHS partners who are thinking about redeveloping their sites, building new hospitals. And one of the things we've been really careful to do as we've been carrying out the move and learning the lessons is to make sure we capture it all and that we're as open as we possibly can be, so that teams can come on site and we can share with them the ups and downs of the Royal Papworth story.
It strikes me that while you're on a biomedical campus, Addenbrookes, of course, next door, I'm wondering if this offers some kind of route, really, as to a more integrated health model across Cambridgeshire.
Well, I think, again, an excellent question, and that's something that the health system in Cambridgeshire is working very hard on, how we actually make sure that we work together, provide seamless care, develop pathways that are far more efficient for patients, and get that right first time. So that's a huge focus for us. The biomedical campus provides a great focus for us to be able to do that, but actually it's much broader than the Cambridge Biomedical Campus. It's Cambridgeshire, it's Peterborough, it's working with all of our system partners.
Yeah, I guess overall, do you think that integration is one of the answers? The health service does very well, but we know that there are issues from time to time. Does this kind of pulling together, if you like, serve everybody better than has previously been in the past?
I think that's absolutely the case. I mean, people should be coming to hospitals when they need to come to hospitals, but there should be far better care, integrated care out there in the community. And that's something that we're working hard on. And I think that if you think about Papworth and some of the things that we've achieved here as a hospital, I think going forward, what we'll be investing a lot of our time in is developing new pathways with partners to better serve patients, manage demand, and make sure that the service works well for the community.
OK, well, Stephen Posey, thank you very much for your time this morning. Congratulations once more to you and, of course, the staff at the Royal Papworth Hospital. Thank you. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.
That's Stephen Posey, who is the chief executive, a pleased chief executive, I would have thought, at the NHS Foundation Trust Royal Papworth Hospital, after that rating as outstanding. And that takes us to 8:28.
Cambridge 105.